We've talked a lot about the economy, what's going on in this country, and you know what the deal was, right? Things got out of control when it came to inflation. So the Bank of Canada set out on a task to bring down inflation. And how do you do that? Slow down the economy. That's the goal. Throw the brakes on the economy, slow things down. It brings down inflation. How do you do that? You bump up the interest rate. So that's where we are, right? Inflation has come down. Interest rates have gone up. And we're sort of in this place now where we're waiting to see will rates drop again. But in the meantime, what happens overall to the economy? Because you did a nice job of cooling it right off, but now what? That's not the position you want to be in for a long time. Craig Alexander is the author of a recent piece in Globe and Mail. It's a good one. He also served as chief economist at Deloitte Canada, the Conference Board of Canada, and TD Bank. He's now the president of Alexander Economic Views. Craig, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's a real pleasure, Shay.
So the current situation that we're in, that's by design, right, Craig? I mean, that was ultimately the goal of the Bank of Canada, was to put the brakes on the economy. That's what they set out to do.
Absolutely. Their goal was to bring down inflation. But the only tool at their disposal to achieve that is interest rates.
Yeah.
And the mechanism through which you get lower inflation is by weakening the economy. And so we've been sort of stuck in a position where the Bank of Canada has been running a high interest rate environment in order to achieve that goal. And the debate is really around, you know, when are we going to get to a point where the bank is comfortable lowering interest rates? And, you know, heading into this year, people thought that maybe at the March meeting we would see a rate cut. Then it was April. Now there's speculation it could be June or July. In fact, many forecasters now think it could be the fall. And the message from the central bank itself at its last decision certainly didn't telegraph any intent to lower interest rates soon. So they're really delivering a tough love message to Canadians and the economy, saying, you know, until we decisively have won the war against inflation, we're gonna keep interest rates where they are.
Like that's the job one. They will do that at all costs, right? I mean, inflation, bringing that to heel, that's what they've set out to do, and they will do it, right? That's the first thing they have to accomplish.
That's from a point of view of their mandate,
right?
You know, their only goal is to have low and stable inflation. And, you know, obviously they had they failed at that when we ended up in the inflation shock, but they're determined to restore their credibility, and they're determined to get inflation back to the 2% target. And what that means is that Canadians need to be prepared for a weak economy for quite some time, because even when the Bank of Canada gets to the point where it's now ready to lower interest rates and it starts to lower rates, it's going to take a while in terms of, you know, they will be gradual about how they lower rates. And so interest rates will remain applying the brakes to the economy for quite some time.
What's the effect that we have on that? I mean, we know about, mortgage rates, that sort of thing, interest rates remaining quite high. That's really changed that market. But there's other implications, right? When you see a slowing economy like that, what should Canadians start to say, okay, this is the way it's going to be for a while? What are the features there that we need to be aware of?
So I think first and foremost, you know, the big concern was when the central bank raised rates aggressively that we would end up in a recession.
Right.
And so the silver lining here, the good news, is that we aren't seeing a recession taking hold. The glass half full view of things is that, but what we're likely to see is relatively weak economic growth. And so one of the things we've seen, so for example, is the economy is growing, you know, in the last quarter it grew by 1%, so a very slow rate of growth. But if you looked at spending per person in Canada, it's actually contracting. If you look at the domestic side of the Canadian economy, it's contracting. The reason why the economy is still growing is because our major trading partner, the U.S., is actually delivering very strong economic growth, and so that's pushing up our Canadian exports. So if you just look at the domestic side of the Canadian economy, it's quite weak, and it's there. The high rate environment is also playing into a couple of our core challenges. So one of the big challenges is the housing market.
Yes, yeah.
And in fact, the Bank of Canada has been clear that one of the reasons why they don't want to cut interest rates is they're worried that if they lower interest rates, the housing market will heat back up, and this will make housing affordability even worse. Well, The flip side, though, is the high interest rate environment means that there's fewer people able to buy new homes, and they're staying in the rental market. And one of the things we're seeing is a lot of rent inflation. The
yes.
cost of renting has gone up dramatically. And I would argue, you know, personally, I think I'm more concerned about the rental market than I am about the home ownership market. And so the high level of interest rates that the Bank of Canada is maintaining is actually contributing to some of the housing affordability problems that we have because of the nature of how the high mortgage rates are feeding into the rental side of the economy. High interest rates are also dampening the willingness of investment businesses to invest in machinery and equipment, and this is hurting productivity. And one of the challenges with that is a rising standard of living comes from higher productivity growth. And in point of fact, what we've been seeing is 90% of the increase in the standard of living of Canadians comes from the economy being more productive, but productivity is stagnating. And again, high interest rates are playing into that. So yes, the Bank of Canada is going to win the war against inflation, and that's absolutely essential because, boy, it's been a painful
yep,
period for Canadians.
Has.
But at the same time, we need to recognize that the sustained high interest rate environment is also creating its own set of economic scars.
So I guess the last question then, Craig, and you touched on it earlier in terms of when interest rates may start to move and then how it takes a long time overall for the economy to sort of start to adapt and adjust to that. What? How long are you thinking we're in this sort of stagnant, nothing really happening situation that we're in now? How long do you think it'll last?
My bet is it's going to last at least for the rest of this year. And really, it's only going to be in 2025 when we've seen interest rates in Canada come down by a percentage point or two that we start to see the tide really turn on the economy, and you see growth back up to like a pace that we would consider healthy.
Okay. All right. Great insight, Craig. Thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate your time today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Shay.
Thank you very much.